Blog Talk Radio.
Some people always worry about the condition of the world, but God is still in control. He made the world, and there ain't nothing about the world that God can't fix. You do it in his own time. And we came all the way up here tonight just to tell you, oh, people, God will heal the man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, well, people,
I know he will.
God will heal the man.
Oh,
oh, people,
I know God will.
God will heal the man.
He said, if you pray, get down.
And
you need Y'all don't mind if we take our time and say this to you.
Thank you. presence of the Lord just one more time. Just one more time. How sweet it is to be in the presence of the Almighty God we serve. Father God, we just say thank you for another opportunity, for another day to just give you praise. Lord, we didn't have to be here today. Lord, we made plans to be here, but it was only because you said yes. It was only because of your grace and your mercy. The Lord, we say thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory right now. Lord, thank you for having mercy on us one more time. Thank you for looking over us when we couldn't even look over ourselves. Lord, we just thank you for the grace and the mercy and the peace. And we thank you for the mothers that was able to see another Mother's Day. And not only the mothers, but the children that was able to spend that time with that mother. Some people have lost their mother and they're dead and gone. But Father God, your grace and mercy allowed us to see one more day, to be able to spend one more hour, one more second with our parents, Father God. And we say thank you. We give you praise for it. We don't count it likely. We don't think it just should have been that way. But we just thank you, Father God, for having mercy, giving us that joy, that peace, just one more time. Lord, we lift you up. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless this program tonight. Somebody called in for a word. Somebody need a word tonight, Father God. They may be broken in their spirit. Their heart may have been broken. Their spirit man may have been broken. You know what's going on in their life. You understand what they're dealing with and how long they've been in that place. Lord, we ask that you would take them out of that dark place and allow them to live and rest in your marvelous light, Father God. We say thank you tonight. We say thank you tonight for what you're about to do. We ask that you would anoint the man of God as he brings forth the word. Lord, I ask that you would anoint his lips to speak what you want him to say. Not what he want to say, but what you want him to say. Father God, I pray that the word will be delivered and received by the man of God tonight. Bless his family. Touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Anything that may ail his body, that may hinder his body, Father God, we ask that you would correct that problem right now. In the name of Jesus, look over his wife. Look over his children. Look over his grandchildren and everything that attached to him, Father God. Lord, I ask that you would touch it and bless it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, in your son Yahshua's name, we say thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless everybody that called into the program. If you know somebody that need a word, that want a word, we have been off the air with Pastor Holiday for maybe almost 2 weeks, and I know y'all are in need of a word. I know you called in to the program to hear a word, to get a word. Tonight is the night. The call-in number is 310-807-5230. If you're listening by line, call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them that they don't even need gas money, but they can go to church right now, right here on the PWYP Open Forum Prayer Line. We don't have Sister Felicia on the line right now. But we're going to turn it over to Carl Adam for a few announcements. We've got some things going on, upcoming events, and some information that you might be interested in. So I'm going to turn it over to him, and then right after that, we'll go right into the word with Pastor Charles Holiday. God bless you.
Amen. You can hear me, Ralph?
Loud and clear.
Oh, okay. I got these new headphones. Okay, brother. All right. Today is Monday, May the 9th, 2016. One more day the Lord has made. We're going to always rejoice and be glad in it. From Raphael Mack, from myself, we just wanted to say welcome to everybody to the PWYP Open Forum Prayer Line this evening. We hope everybody had a great Mother's Day weekend. Enjoy time with your mother if she's still above ground, and enjoy time with your family and friends. And so we just pray that everybody had a good Mother's Day weekend. As you all should know, we always, on this prayer line, we always honor all prayer requests. We always encourage good testimonies. At the end of the broadcast, just hit one on your phone. We will open up your line. Always feel free to speak on this prayer line. This is your prayer line. This is our prayer line. This is God's prayer line. And never hold your tongue back on a good testimony or a prayer request. Like Raphael was just saying, our ministry is involved in two major things right now. One of them is the Technical Park Give Back Day that we're doing with Sean Green, our friend Sean Green, along with Technical Park YMCA and Pastor Andrew Pollard in the Technical Baptist Church. This will be Saturday, May 21st, not Saturday of this week, but Saturday of next week, May 21st, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Technical Park YMCA. This would be just a great day of just, you know, fun and love. We're going to have free food out there. We're going to have good music out there. We're going to have the kids' jumper, the kids' water slide. We're going to have three-point shootout contest for $50. We're going to have a best cake contest out there for $50. I just left the Y about a half hour ago, talked to a young lady about bringing some poets out there, some good positive poetry readers out there and writers out there. We're going to have two teen dance groups that's going to come out there and perform for us as well. So you guys just come out there once again to the fourth annual Tegelo Park Give Back Day. We're going to have plenty of food, plenty of chicken, plenty of ribs. We're going to have two tents set up, serving fish and fries. We're going to have hot dogs, hamburger patties, cold shrimp pasta, warm shrimp pasta, cakes and pies, and the whole shebang. If you guys aren't doing anything, please feel free to join us. It's not just for brothers of Tegelo Park past and present. It's for anybody who wants to come. So we're inviting anybody and everybody. Once again, just come out and join us. We're going to feel so much love back then, have a good time, and we already asking God to give us some good weather on that day. We can have a very good time. So once again, the fourth annual Tenlo Park Give Back Day will be Saturday, May 21st, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Tenlo Park YMCA. And I believe that address is 5016 Pueblo Street or Pueblo Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32819. Second endeavor that we're involved in, we are currently down to the last four applicants of the Tricia Williams Scholarship Fund. Tricia Williams is a friend of ours who passed on Valentine's Day of last year. She was only 40 years old. She died of a massive stroke. She was an educator. She was a teacher. She was all about education. She had several college and master's degrees all up on her wall, and she was very serious about education. In our community, we are doing a scholarship fund in her name through Dr. Phillips High School, the school in which she graduated from, and Principal Suzanne Knight out there. We are down to the last four applicants. She had chose a person, but we opened it back up for various reasons, and we're taking up money for that. We're going to be doing that also after Give Back Day, and we will have that recipient chosen probably by the middle part of next week, and we will give that recipient the money probably early to mid-August. So all through the summer, if you guys want to give to that cause, too, you're more than welcome. You can get in contact with myself, Raphael Macklin's Prayer Line, or on Facebook. You can always call me directly, 407-435-2318. And I want to say that I don't know how I forgot to say this last month in April, but I want to let you guys know that in April, last month, Raphael Mack and myself and others, we celebrated 4 years on this prayer line. We had our first prayer line show, broadcast rather, in April of 2012. And last month, we celebrated 4 years of doing this prayer line. So we thank God for that. And then in July, in about 2 months, actually going to celebrate 5 years of doing community outreach service right here in the Orlando, Florida area. So God has been good to us. Yeah, that's right. God has been good to us. We're not going anywhere, and the best is yet to come. So with that being said, I'm going to, if Felicia's not on the line, I guess Raphael, you'll play a scripture, and I'll come right behind that and introduce the man of the hour. Amen.
Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, and speak lies. They conceive mischief, and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs, and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. And unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever.
Amen. All right, Carl Latimer.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right, so without further ado, let's introduce the man of the hour. Our Raphael say have been on the program for a few weeks, but we look forward to hearing him this evening. He is a true man of God. He's about living God's way. Like I always say, he is very serious about kingdom business. He is he's a great father. He's a good husband. He's a great family man. He is the former director of Tenderloaf Park YMCA. He is the former Pop Warner football coach at the YMCA, among other sports. He is the former associate minister slash pastor of the Tenderloaf Baptist Church. He is currently the pastor of God's Way Church right here in the metropolitan Orlando, Florida area. So without further ado, it is an honor, it is a privilege, but more importantly, a blessing to have on our broadcast once again tonight, Pastor Charles Holliday.
Amen. Good evening. I need to know, am I coming across clear? As I've been listening to you guys, you've been breaking up, and I don't know whether it's my phone, my headphones, or something else. Are you hearing me clear?
You kind of breaking up a little bit, Coach.
Huh? I can't hardly hear you guys. Let me try something different. Hold on. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, you sound a lot better.
Okay, can you guys hear me now? Because I'm still hearing some type of noise.
Yeah, I can hear you, Pastor, but let me try something on my end. So y'all bear with me, give me a few seconds, and it might be my end, but I'm gonna try something here.
All right.
I'm getting a few text messages saying that it's kind of breaking up, too, Ralph.
Okay. Yeah. So y'all bear with me for a minute. I'm not gonna be saying them for a few minutes, but just bear with me.
Can y'all hear me?
I can.
All right. Let me check these other lines here. Is it clear to you?
No, it's still almost the same.
So it's choppy. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Let me see if I can get Pastor Holiday back up. I don't know. That must be just blog talk stuff, man. Oh, Pastor Holiday line open. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Barely. It's breaking up. I can barely hear you.
Mic check. Can anybody hear me? If you can, say you can hear me. Or hit one, please.
Here I am, after all I've been through. every toil, every snare. I'm alive, I'm alive. Here I am.
Oh, you can hear me in one song. I'm trying to set these lines.
There were times when I almost gave and I cried that the Lord is too much else to die. He was there to die. By His grace, He is keeping me alive. By His grace.
All right. Can anybody hear me? Yes, you can. Hit one. Can anybody hear me?
That's better. Yes.
All right.
I can hear some people talking, but I can barely hear it, and I don't know. I can't identify what's being said or who's talking.
Okay.
I can hear you plain, Doctor. I mean, Pastor Holliday.
Yeah, you sound good on my end too. I don't. Maybe
I can hear you better now.
Can okay. All right. Okay. Well, everybody sound clear on my end. I don't hear the choppiness anymore. So, if you want to continue, Pastor Holliday, you're more than welcome. Carl Adam, can you hear me loud and clear? All right. Okay. Let me see. 321-304. Can you hear loud and clear? Okay, they call drop. All right, that's all today. You're more than welcome to continue. I can hear you real good.
All right. So y'all can hear me real good now?
Yes.
Okay. I lost one thing on my phone. Let me grab that real quick. But while I'm doing that, okay, I got it. It's good to be back. It's good to hear you guys again, and kind of followed you on Facebook, Raphael, and I'm glad that you and your wife were able to go off and have a good time and enjoy yourself. While we have been gone, though, over the last 2 weeks, some interesting things have happened in my life, and I'll share one of those things with you that has just caused me to be ever more determined to do what God has called me to do. So I come to you tonight very serious. You may not necessarily agree with everything that I say tonight, but I have a message that I need to get out because, again, as many of you know that's been tuning in, the message that God has given me is to show people how to live life His way. And I'll share a little bit more with you after I get through reading the scripture. Tonight's scripture will come from Romans 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And tonight, I want to use for a topic, it's time to change. And I have preached on that topic before. I have used this scripture before. But tonight, I come with a different mentality. I come with a determined mind. And I'm very serious about the change that's needed in the church today. Some of you probably heard about it. Some of you may have seen it on the news. But in my apartment complex last week, a young man got shot in the head and killed. I had the opportunity to pray with his children's mother. I had opportunity to meet the mother and the father. I had opportunity to pray at a candlelight service that they did on last Tuesday night. I had the opportunity to minister to quite a few young men that were standing on the corner with this guy. And they began to explain to me what happened. The apartment building on the end had at least 7 or 8 different bullet holes. There was just evidence all over the place that pretty much most of those young men should have been shot and killed. One young man even had a bullet hole in his pants, and yet instead, he didn't. Not one of the bullets touched him. And if you know me, for the last couple of months, I have been preaching and I have been teaching God's way. That is the message that God has given me. He's given me 2 or 3 different platforms, this radio show being one of them, and I don't take this light and I don't take it for granted. God is very serious in these end times, and he is consistently saying to me that my people don't understand my ways, and I need you to show them, teach them, tell them my ways. Show them how to live life my way. As I was crying out to God, because this is a different assignment that he's given me with these young men, and they have literally cried out to me that we don't want this lifestyle anymore. Teach us God's ways. And it has been humbling. It has been emotional as I talk with them each and every day, literally, trying to lift them up and encourage them, help them to understand that there is a different way, there is another way, there is a better way. And I've been praying and just saying to God, God, I have no idea what to do. God, I just simply don't know what to do. You have placed an opportunity in my lap, and God, I don't know what to do. And I believe that is a point that God wants to bring us to, a point, a place, and a time where the assignment that he's given us is so great and so awesome. It's a God-sized assignment that we just cry out, God, I don't know what to do. And God, if I'm to do this and if I'm to be successful, you have to intervene. It has to be done in your power. It has to be done your way. And as I cried out, God, I need your help like I've never needed your help before. I can't do this. And without your power, God, I don't know what to do. And in my time of prayer, God began to reveal to me, and I'm working on this thing. I'm not through with it yet, but I'm putting a model together. And it's called a ladder to God's way. And this ladder has 8 steps on it. It represents from step 1 all the way to step 8 on things that we need to do in order to be able to live life God's way. You may not agree with everything that I'm getting ready to share with you, but I'm telling you what God showed me. And basically he told me, he began to show me all of the different types of people that we encounter, that we deal with, and especially the type of people that are in the church. And I am hearing everywhere I go people talk about the church, what the church is, what the church is not, how phony the church is, how hypocritical the church is. And as God began to show me this ladder, I began to understand why the the church is the way it is today. And I'm not saying every church. There are some great churches. There are some good churches. There are churches that's teaching and preaching the word of God. But overall, I believe the church has lost perspective on what it's supposed to do. I believe we are so caught up and wrapped up in the four walls of the church that we're not going out into the community. We're not ministering to the folks that are hurting, the people that are struggling, the people that are not coming and knocking on our doors. But yet instead, they are hurting, they're struggling, and they need a better way. They need to understand who God is. They need to understand God's way. So I want to list 8 different types of people that need God, that need God's way. I want to try to help you tonight to understand why the church is so important. And I hope and pray that we will do what I read to you in Romans 12 and 2. And Romans 12 and 2 simply says that we have to let God transform us. In other words, we have to let God change us. Let him change us. Let him renew our mind. We are thinking worldly. We are thinking according to the world way, and God wants us to see things from his point of view. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but that way ends up in destruction. And I'm looking around, and all I'm seeing, y'all, is destruction. And God is saying that there's another way. There's a new way. There's a way that I want my people to understand. There's a way that I want my people to learn. And I don't believe God just gave this assignment the holiday. I believe there are many men and women of God all over the world that God is saying, show my people how to live life my way. My way is so much better. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And I believe that you and I can live a good life. We can have an abundant life. We can have a life of peace, a life of hope, a life of protection, a life of provision, a life where we understand our purpose, a life where God gives us the passion to fulfill the purpose he has for our lives, and a life of power. I believe God will fill us with his spirit and with his love and with his power. And as I talk with, spend time with, minister to these young men, they just want to be loved. Jesus said that the world would know who he is by how we treat one another. We being the church, those of us that have confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, how we treat one another is how the world will know who Jesus is. And when we demonstrate the love of Jesus by caring for one another, by being there for one another, by carrying each other's burdens, by demonstrating agape love, that means to love one another unconditionally, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in life. I don't care where you might be on this ladder that I'm getting ready to share with you. I want you to know tonight that the thing is that you can change. Whether you're at the bottom of this ladder, whether you're at the top of this ladder, you can change. It's not too late. As long as you are breathing, as long as you are living, you can still change. You can be what God created you to be. You can be what God designed you to be. And the life that God has for you is so great and so awesome that it will blow your mind. So here's I'm sure there's more, but there's at least 8 different types of people that we need to deal with. Number 1, there's a person or the people that are, they're not saved, and they're out in the world doing worldly things, living worldly ways. They're not saved, and they're out in the world living worldly and doing worldly things. They have no desire to make a change. They have not woken up yet. They have not seen the light. They are literally living in darkness. They are living blind. The Bible talks about that you and I are supposed to be light. And the reason why you and I are supposed to be light is because there are so many people that are in this state. They're unsaved. They're in the world. They're living worldly. They don't know Jesus Christ. They don't see the light. They don't understand the Bible. And many times we look down upon them. What they need is to understand what agape love is, and they need to be loved in such a way that they will see the love of Christ flowing in our lives. Number two, there's a group of people that's not saved, and they're not in the church. They're not out in the world. They may not be totally living worldly, but they're also not in the church. And Satan has done a heck of a job convincing us that we don't need the church. But I'm going to tell you in a few minutes why the church is so important. This group of people, again, they're not saved and they're not in the church. But they're thinking about making a change. They're coming to a place in their life where they realize that this is not working. There's got to be a better way. They may not be able to identify what the better way is, but they have come to the mindset that there's got to be a better way. Then there's a group of people that are not saved, but they're in the church. Somehow, some way, they came to the realization that they need to change. They are actually desiring to change, but they don't understand that they don't have the power to change. They're in the church, but they have not accepted salvation. Jesus Christ came to die that you and I might live. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, he offered us the free gift of salvation. But this group of people have not accepted salvation. They have not believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They don't believe that when he died to wash away our sins. So they're desiring to change, but at this point, they don't have the power, so they can't change. Then the next group of people are saved, which means they have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they're still out in the world doing worldly things. I asked a group of people on yesterday, can you be saved and still live worldly? And sometimes I believe in the church we are so holy and righteous that most of us will say if you're living worldly, then you can't be saved. But salvation is a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't work your way into heaven. There's nothing you and I can do. Matter of fact, all of us are like filthy, dirty rags. And if it were not for Jesus Christ's death and burial and resurrection, none of us would have an opportunity to go to heaven to receive this free gift of salvation. In the book of Romans, it says if you believe in your heart, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, then thou shalt be saved. So salvation, the requirement of salvation, is to simply believe that Jesus Christ died, that he was buried, that he rose from the grave, to believe that he died to wash away your sins, and then to verbally confess that with your mouth. There's nothing that said that after you receive the gift of salvation, that you're going to automatically be holy and righteous. There are people that have received salvation and they've been in the church
for 20, 30 years, and they have not grown. And I'll show you that in a minute. Then there's a group of people that are saved, but they're still not in the church. Maybe they were in the church, and maybe they experienced this thing we call church hurt. But at this point in their life, they're saved because they accepted salvation. They surrendered their life to Jesus Christ. They invited him to come in and be their Lord and Savior. But something happened that caused them to leave the church. In some denominations, they call that backsliding, that you slid away or you slid back. And you moved away from God, and you moved back toward living a worldly life. Then there's a group of people that are saved, and they go to church. I'm hearing a real squeaky noise. Can everybody still hear me?
Yo, we got you.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. There's a group of people that's saved, and they are going to church. But there's three different types of people that are saved and going to church. And the thing that I need you to understand, and this is why we have so much confusion. This is why we have so many problems, because God showed me that they're different people that are they're saved and they're going to church. But this first group of people, that's all they're doing. They're just showing up. They're going to church. They're not engaging. They're not connected. They're not learning. They're not studying. They're not praying. It's just a form of tradition. Somebody told them that they need to go to church. Mama went to church. Daddy went to church. Grandma went to church. So all they're doing is just showing up at church. This group of people are stuck. They're stagnant. They're not growing. You see, even though you have received salvation, the purpose of the church is to come and to meet God. God said that the church is the place that he would dwell in. God said the church is the place that he would meet us in. So therefore, the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of the brothers. So therefore, we must go to church. We go to church to meet God, to encounter God, to fellowship with God, to love God, to be poured into, to be fired up, rejuvenated, so that we can go back out into the world and to let our light so shine that men and women and boys and girls will see our light and that they will glorify our Father that is in heaven. But this first group of people that just show up to church, they just go to church. They're not in the world. They're not outside of the church. They are coming to church, but they are stuck.
Come on.
They're not growing. They're not growing. They're stuck. They can't be a light to a lost and dark world because they're stuck. They're not motivated. They're not opening up their word because they are stuck. And we need to move these people from where they are to the next level. The second group of people that are saved and in the church are a group of people that are connected to the church. In other words, they don't just show up to church, but they get connected. They are involved in Bible study. They are trying and desiring to get closer to God. They want to know the word of God. They want answers to life problems. They are dealing with the circumstances and things that are happening in their life, and they want to know more, so they make the effort to show up to Bible study. They go to Christian growth classes. They go to prayer meetings. And the result of their connecting to the church, they are beginning to grow. They're starting to grow. Again, the purpose of the church is a place where we come to meet God and to grow. You cannot grow outside of the church. You cannot grow without being taught the word of God. Yes, you can study the Bible by yourself. Yes, you can have some level of growth. But to have the type of growth that God wants you to have, you must go to the house of God where he said that he will dwell in, and you must be taught the word of God by those that are anointed by God. Yeah, I know that every pastor and every teacher and every deacon and every Sunday school teacher is not anointed by God. That is why it's so important that you pray and listen to the Holy Spirit and be led and guided to the church that is anointed and filled with the Spirit of God, where the word of God is being taught, where you're going to be fed. I hear people all the time asking the question, how do you know what church to go to? This pastor is hypocritical. This pastor is literally prostituting the church. I don't trust the church. I don't trust the pastor. Well, trust God. Trust the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. If you're in a church, and I tell people all the time, the number one sign that you're in the right place is you're being fed. If you are not being fed, if you're going to church, if you're going to Bible study, if you're going to Christian growth classes, and you are getting nothing out of what you're being taught, it is either you're not engaged or you're not being fed. You're not in the right place. You're not up under a man or woman that is anointed to teach the word of God. You're not up under a man or woman that's being led and filled with the Holy Ghost Spirit. But if you are in the right place, in a church that is filled with the Spirit of God, that is being led by God's Spirit, which is called the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, and he's teaching or she's teaching and preaching the word of God, and you are being fed, which means that you are hearing, you are listening, you are understanding, you are receiving, and you are applying. You see, part of the job is for the man or woman of God to teach and preach and break down so that you will understand the word of God. But your part is to listen, to receive, and to obey the word of God, to apply the word of God to your life. Too many people are hearing the word of God, and they're not applying the word of God, and they're blaming the man or woman of God. If they're preaching and teaching the word of God under the power of the Holy Spirit, and you're not receiving it and applying it, then it's not their fault. I hate to say that tonight, but if you're in that condition, and I tell you right now, it's time to change. It's time to go to church and with an open mind. It's time to go to church, not putting your faith and your trust in the man or woman of God, but trusting God. Therefore, if you trust God and you believe that you've been led to a church that has an anointed man or woman of God preaching and teaching the word of God, then you trust them because they're trusting and being led by God. Not all pastors, not all preachers, not all ministers are raping the church. Not all are manipulating. Not all are stealing. Not all are doing what they do to get rich and famous and to be glorified in themselves.
That's right. That's
how
right.
How do you find the right church? How do you find the right man or woman of God to sit up under? Through prayer.
Come on.
Through prayer.
Through prayer.
Find someone that is, you believe that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Find someone that you believe that's walking according to the Spirit of God. Find someone that you believe that spent time in the presence of God and ask them to pray with you. Ask them to help you to discover the right church, the right place, the right man, the right woman of God. Because you must be in a church where you are growing. And then the highest level that God showed me on this ladder is those that are saved, and not only are they connected to the church, but they are now engaged in church. You see, being connected means you're coming to Bible study, you're coming to the classes that they have, you're coming to the learning opportunities with an open mind and a whole open heart, and you are allowing the man or woman of God to fill you with the word of God so that you can gain a greater understanding of God's ways, so that you can draw closer to God, so that you can serve God and worship God. But then you must engage. And the way that you engage is get involved in a ministry, get involved in outreach, get involved in in evangelism. When practice what you preach. Go out to the feeding day when they feed the hungry, when they clothe those that come and may not have good clothes or clean clothes. You get involved. You go out. You serve a meal. Help them to find the clothing. Talk with them. Encourage them. Pray with them. That's getting engaged in the word of God. And those are the people, I think it's over in the book of John, where God talks about, I want you to produce fruit. And then he goes on from just producing fruit to producing more fruit. But Jesus said, my Father in heaven will be glorified when you produce much fruit. God wants us to produce much fruit. And it's only when you get connected to the word of God and to God and you begin to engage in ministries and outreach and evangelism where you begin to share the love of God. You begin to reach out to those that are hurting, those that are struggling, those that are blind, those that are lost. And everybody that's blind is not physically blind. There are more spiritually blind people than there are physically blind people. There are more people that are dying from spiritual starvation, which means they're not receiving the word of God. We will eat 3 meals a day, but we won't digest the word of God 3 times a day. Some of us pick up the Bible and read one line, and we don't study it. We don't meditate on it. We don't break it down. We don't get dictionaries and commentary and figure out what is the word of God saying. What is Moses saying when he spoke to the children of Israel? Why did he tell them what he told them? Why did he say it in this circumstance? And what does it mean to me today? Everything in the Bible, I don't care how far back you go, it is relevant today. Everything in James or Matthew or Luke or Mark or Paul spoke to the people in the Bible thousands of years ago, it is still relevant to you and I today. The word is just as powerful today as it was yesterday. And if we would just learn the word of God, if we would take that word and break it down and get some understanding, and once you get understanding from the word of God, you pray to God and tell God to give you the wisdom, because understanding is good, but in order to apply the word of God to your life and live the kind of life that God wants you to live, you must have the wisdom of God. And wisdom comes from God and God alone. So once you get some understanding, the Bible says you are to get understanding. The man or woman of God, their job is to give you the knowledge. The knowledge is the information, the facts, and the figure. But the Bible says you must get understanding. That means that outside of church, outside of corporate Bible study, you got to open up your Bible, and you got to get into it, and you got to dig and study and pray and labor and get some understanding as to what is God trying to say in my life today. And once you understand it, now, God, how do I take your wisdom and apply this thing to my life? There are many, many people in the church that are not doing it. Yes, they've been in church 20, 30, 40 years, but they're still babes in Christ. And we have babes trying to lead people to salvation. We have babes in Christ trying to teach people the word of God. We have babes in Christ trying to preach and teach the word of God when they don't understand the word of God themselves. I don't care how much they hoop and holler. I had a person ask me one time, shortly after I was called to preach the word of God, and I was so insulted that this person, out of everything they could have said to me, they asked me, are you hooping yet? And yes, you can hoop and you can holler, and people will walk away from church saying, man, he preached today. Oh, pastor threw down today. What did he preach about? I don't know, but he preached today. And if he preached and you don't know what he preached about, then you didn't get mad.
Come on.
And then you get a person that's kind of monotone, and they don't yell and scream, and they don't preach loud, and they're not hooping, and they're not hollering, but they're breaking down the word of God where you can understand it, where you can take it and apply it to your life. And you'll walk away from that person and say, Man, he was so boring. I didn't get a thing out of the message today. You missed your blessing. You missed your blessing. God can deliver his word through anybody. And if he can speak through a donkey, 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 then he can use any man or any woman to preach and teach his word. Be careful.
Right.
Be careful how you look at people and listen to them and pass judgment on whether they can preach or teach or not. Just because they're not hooping and hollering and entertaining and performing does not mean they're not teaching and preaching the word of God. So in closing, I want to go back to my topic. It's time to change. God is looking for people that will walk this ladder. And again, I don't care where you are. If you're listening tonight or you're on the bottom of the ladder, you can still change. You can still grow. You just have to understand where you are and find a church, find a pastor, find a man or woman of God that's willing to come down out of the pulpit and meet you where you are and walk with you and hold your hand and pray with you and cry with you. Last week I did a lot of crying. I did a lot of crying last week, and my heart went out to those young men, and I didn't just preach them. Matter of fact, I didn't even take a Bible outside. I didn't even take a message outside. All I took was me and the love in my heart, and I hugged them. I stood in the midst of smoking and drinking. I did not pass judgment. I listened to them. I prayed with them. I hugged them. I held them. And I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot stand smoke. I can smell smoke a mile away. But I stood in the midst of these guys, and I could not smell smoke. And they were smoking, but I did not smell the smoke. And when I went in the house, my family did not smell smoke on me. And these guys began to develop a trust with me. They began to bond with me. And they cried out. I didn't tell them that they needed to come to church. I didn't even say, guys, y'all need to get in the church. This happened. You need. They cried out to me. They said, teach me God's ways. Man, it humbled me. It humbled me. Oh, because God, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, God. Here's a group of men that are crying out, and they're saying they don't want to live the way that they're living. And I said, God, you have got to show me how to do this thing. It was the most humbling experience that I've ever had. But it showed me that we got to get out of the four walls of the church, and we've got to go out to where they are. And you know what? We might pass judgment on people that are out in the street living worldly life, but I am convinced now that everybody's looking for God. I am convinced in my heart and in my mind that everybody's looking for God. They just don't know what he looked like. They don't know how to find him, and they don't believe they can find him in the church. That is a shame on the church. I'm not saying that every church is like that. There are some good churches. There are some good pastors. There are some good preachers. But overall, the world don't feel like they can find God in the church. So it's time for us to change. It's time for us to get right. It's time for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's time for us to be filled with the Word of God. Because I don't care who you are, and that includes Charles Holliday, who's talking to you right now. There's nothing that I can do in my own power. Everything that I do, whether it be teach, preach, offer salvation, minister, no matter what it is, if I'm not anointed and filled with the power of God, then it's not going to work.
Come on.
Everybody, anybody that's listening on this line, you have a calling. You have a destiny. God has carved out a path for your life. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. I don't care how low on that ladder you might be. God still needs you. God still wants you. God still loves you. and he will pick you up and clean you up and turn you around, and you will be in the pulpit or out on the mission field or out evangelizing with power and authority. And yes, people will not forget where you came from. They will always try to point you back to where you used to be.
Come on.
There are people that have criticized me for associating with this prayer line. They talk about these guys this, these guys that. But all of us had a past. All of us messed up. All of us. And some of us still messing up. I messed up. I might not be drinking. I might not be using drugs. But there are things that I do that God is not pleased with. I mess up almost every day.
Come on.
And when you find a man or woman of God that's willing to be transparent, you got something special there. God can use everybody. As long as you are still breathing, you still have the opportunity to change. You still have the opportunity to get it right. You still have the opportunity to be everything it's called you to be. And God needs you. I may sound like I'm begging and pleading right now, and I am. Because God needs you. The church needs you. Those of you that are staying away from the church because you think that it's hypocritical, you can change the church. And God may use you to be the change agent. Don't stay away. It's time to change. Get in the church. Learn the word of God. And let God use your gift to bring about change, transformation, and let your light so shine that men and women will see your good works, but they're not going to glorify you. They're not going to exalt you, but they're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And that is the highest level of producing fruit that you could ever have. So God wants you to reach that highest level on that ladder, and that is where you are engaged and you are producing fruit and you're bringing honor and glory to God. God bless you, and I pray that this message will help you make the change that God wants you to make so that he can use you the way he designed you and created you to be used. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Amen. Amen. I thank everybody that tuned in and that heard this message. I'm telling you, that was a special message. That was a special message. I'm telling you something. I have if people that tune in regularly, I told you all something was going to happen the day I left to go on that vacation. And when I left to go on that vacation, the man of God is talking about it right now. Part of it. Amen. I told you something was going on. I told you I didn't know what it was. I was honest to tell you that I didn't know. But even when God showed me things, sometimes he don't give me clarity. Sometimes I have to walk through it to understand what he's trying to show me. And I must say that God spoke to me in my spirit, and I saw it in a vision. And when I saw Pastor Holliday's picture, he was, I think I probably was in Amsterdam at that time, and I saw a picture with him having church. But he wasn't inside the church.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And that made me excited in my spirit because that's what God was showing me. And I'm telling you something. You're going to hear it here first. Some churches are calling for their ministry to be outside of the four walls for at least 1 month of that, out of that 1 month, they're going to come outside of them walls because God is prompting them to do a greater work. See, and people are comfortable just going in the building, sitting down, hearing the word, hearing the singing, but God is prompting ministry. I'm telling you something, you're hearing it here first. What the man of God was just talking about. Calling them out of them four walls to do at least one Sunday out of them four walls. I'm going to tell you what I saw. I saw a mass of people. If I could picture what it looked like when Jesus walked, I saw a mass of people. You could picture a mega church. And all of these people were in the street. And they were doing it outside in the street.
and they was passing laws and saying things against the church why they couldn't preach outside. And boy, y'all, man, I'm telling you, y'all better be prayerful, and you better understand what God is trying to do and what he's going to do. They were telling these people they couldn't do it. Like, they, you can't do that. You're distracting traffic. You're doing this. These are things that I'm speaking in this, that God showed me in the spirit. And a lot of times I don't like to share things with people that are kind of not spiritual and that's not prayerful and that's not studying their word, and because it go over your head or you're questioning, like, it's too premature for you. And I don't like to share things with people that are shallow minded and that they're not spiritual minded to understand what God is about to do, because you can't get it. But for the people that are spiritual and the people that are praying, God has probably shown you the same thing, and if he haven't, he will. God is calling people to get out in these streets and take care of business. And I really, really appreciate that word. I mean, Pastor Holiday, you're right on point. From beginning to end, right on point. I'm excited. But if anybody desire your prayer, want to say something, hit one. I will open up your line. We thank God for Pastor Holiday and his family and everybody. And we thank God for him being back on the PWIP Open Forum prayer line. God is really, really using you, my brother. I tell you, wow. I mean, God has shown me this, dreaming it, and he's been dealing with me with this. All even when I was on my travels, I said, wow. When I saw that, it blessed my heart. I said, wow. Look at that. I don't comment a lot on a lot of people's posts and stuff. That ain't really necessary for me. But I tell you what I saw is what God showed me. And you're right on top.
Amen. Wow.
I really hope y'all heard the word tonight. And I hope the word penetrates your heart, what the man of God said. I mean, that's a word right from God's mouth. Right from God's mouth. Right from God's mouth. And I'm going to tell you something. When you the pastor that's bold enough to do this once a month out of their church, they'll be called the leader of what God called them to do. And everybody want to be known for something. Just be known to do what God told them to do.
Amen.
Everybody want to be known for something. Just do what God tells you to do, and watch how the big people and the mega churches and all these folks start falling behind you doing what you're doing. I ain't never known nobody to want to have what me and Carl Adamo was doing until we started doing it. And I didn't do it for that. I did it because God put it in my heart to do it. Now everybody want a program and this and that, but I'm going to tell you something. If God didn't call you to do it, you're going to make a mess of it. And it ain't going to get the legs that it needs to walk, because you're doing it out of your own will and not out of the will of God. You must be led by God to do whatever God tells you to do. Amen. All right, so we got a caller that may want prayer. I want to say something. Caller 321. Check my line. 321. 304. Open up your line.
Good evening, everybody. This is Yvette. I want to say thank you for the word tonight. It was very good. I was calling for prayer for my life, for my children, and for healing, continued healing for my husband.
Amen. You want to pray, Pastor Holiday, or you want me to pray, or what you want to do?
Either way you want it, whatever your desire is.
No. It's well. Let me ask Sister Yvette, who you want somebody in particular pray if that's your choice, because you did call in. So whoever you want to pray, help pray. Amen.
It doesn't matter. Actually, both of y'all could.
Well, we're touching agree. How about that? Amen.
Okay.
Father God, we just say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. Sister Yvette called in for prayer for her husband and her situation and the things that are going on in her life. Father God, let her know that you are always with her. You will never leave her nor forsake her. In Jesus' name, Lord, take her back into the world where the word was spoken and said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread, Father God. Father God, always remind her who you are and what you are and what you stand for, Father God. Lord, greater is he that's in us than them that's in the world, Father God. We must stand on your word, lean on your word, and not to our own understanding, Father God. And in due season, you'll do what you said you were going to do. In due season, you'll bless how you say you're going to bless. In due season,
yes,
Father God,
yes,
you open up the door that should be open. In due season, you'll close the door that should be closed. In due season, Father God, you'll break off the chain that easily and set us, Father God, that hold us back from your will and your purpose and your promise for our life, Father God. In due season, Father God, your yes will be yes and your amen will be amen in our life, concerning our life. You said, let every man be alive, but let your word be true. So we say thank you, Father God, what
thank
you're doing,
you,
how you're doing it. Father God, we just want to be obedient to your will and your way, not how we want you to work, not how we want you to fix it, not how we want you to do things. But, Father God, we want to be comfortable in every area of our life while we wait on your promise, while we wait on the victory, while we wait on your glory, while we wait on the anointing, while we wait on the deliverance, while we wait on the peace, while we wait on the joy, while we wait on the success, while we wait on the money, while we wait on the love, while we wait on the peace. We want your word to be yes and amen in our life, even when we don't understand.
Yes, God.
Lord, we say thank you. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else desire your prayer? I want to say something. Hit one. I will open up your line. I want to bid everybody, and I want to say it like the word tell us. Like when in the word, when we read the word, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that to heed to the call that was said tonight, telling you something. I was dreaming this thing. I was seeing this thing in a vision. And I woke up on the plane and all of that. Everything the man of God said tonight, and something that I ain't even told y'all about. God is, it's urgent that you be obedient to the word. I don't know no other way to say it. It's urgent. It's urgent. It's 911. If you can consider yourself having a heart attack. It's like that. It's just that serious.
Yes. Amen.
It's just that serious. And to men and women of God that have never spoke to each other about this, they have been bothered in their sleep. They have been bothered in their prayers. They have been bothered throughout the day. They have been, God have been, dealing with them to get this word out. It's been that serious. If I can get five men and five women and five children and anybody that's connected to God, they'll tell you they've been bothered by God. They have been bothered by God because God has been urging them to tell my people. Tell them. I'm telling you, it's urgent that you do what the man of God told you to do. And it's not his word, it's God's word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Once again, call in number 310-807-5230. Amen. Amen. Y'all watch the church. Y'all watch how the church works. Y'all watch how the church works. I'm telling you, you heard it here first.
All them big pretty churches, yeah. You're going to see people in the street, massive praying, massive ministries out there in the street, holding up traffic, blowing the horn. Man, I'm telling you something. If you can picture something amazing, it's about to go down. Massive. And you're going to see people delivered, saved, and set free because they're doing it like Jesus did. Jesus didn't occupy no building. He didn't occupy a building. Everywhere he went, he walked and he taught and he told what God said, what thus says his Father. And he got the job done. But you must remember what he said. He said, greater works than these you shall do. Mm-mm-mm. Greater works than these. And I'm going to tell you what, that building too small to do what Jesus did. I don't care how big that church is. It's too small to do what Jesus did. You might be here today, and you might be in Africa tomorrow. That you got to move when God say move, and he's going to make resources for you. Preaching and teaching the word of God. Wow. I'm excited. I like it. Amen. All right. Rena, your line open. Hold on. It ain't open yet. Hold on 1 second. Open Rena line up. Wait till my screen come back up, Rena. I'm going to open you up. Wow, what a powerful word. I'm so excited about that word. I told y'all, I said, God, for to do something, man. All right, Rena, your line open. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. I'd just like to thank Pastor Holiday for being obedient and bringing forth God's word because God has been also dealing with me through my dreams and showing me different things. And it's up to me for me to obey him and trust and lean on him. So in the midst of all that I have been going through within the last 2 to 3 weeks, God has been there. And just working everything out for me, being a grandmother to my youngest turning 13 and my oldest graduating, moving on in college. So when I say God is awesome, he's very awesome. I mean, he has really been showing up and showing out in me and my kids' lives and making a way out of no way. So I just thank him for being who he is and me being able to just trust and take heed to God and listen for myself instead of me always having to call on somebody else to hear what they have to say versus listen to what God has to say to me. So I'm truly grateful and thankful for what he is doing in our lives, what he's about to do. So just pray me and my kids strengthen the Lord, and to God be the glory.
Amen.
Great. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Rena and her family and her children. Lord, you know what's best. You know how to make it right. You know how to make the crooked path straight. You know what to do in her life. You know what she needs, Father God. And we just say thank you for making that way straight. We thank you for making that peace and giving her that peace, giving her that joy in Jesus' name. Lord, we just say thank you in advance, Lord. We can act like we know what people need. We can act like we know what they want in Jesus' name. But, Father God, it's you that know all things. It's you that see all things, Father God. And we ask that you would give that family exactly what they need to do better, to get better, to grow, to have that peace, to have that love, to have that joy, to have that anointing in Jesus' name, to have that vision, Father God, to serve you and you alone. And, Lord, we just say thank you, Father God. And we know that you're going to do it. We know they have already done it. But you say, well, there's one or two. Yeah, well, there's two or three, you would be in the midst. And, Father God, there's two or three, and we're standing on the word for you to give this family exactly what they need. And we say thank you in advance. We don't have to know how it's going to come. We don't have to know when it's going to come. But, Lord, we know it's going to come because you said that Let every man be a liar, but let your word be true. You said in your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will not return back void. And Lord, we just say thank you for how you're going to do it. Lord, we don't want to question you and analyze how you take care of your business, but we just say thank you. And we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And by this is how you pray. I want to say something. Hit one. And I'm just say this, Pastor Charles Holliday, that God told me to just tell you clearly that you have surpassed the people you look up to. Whatever that means to you, that's what it means. I don't know what that means, but God said you have surpassed the people that you once looked up to. And that's all he told me to tell you, so that's the word that the Lord told me to tell you. Amen. Spiritually, he said you have surpassed, thank you, Holy Ghost, the people that you once looked up to. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. All right. All minds and hearts are clear. We're going to get out of here, y'all. We're not going to hold nobody up tonight. Let me just check my line one more time, and then we'll get out of here. Amen. But we thank God for everybody. Thank God for that word. That really, really blessed me, Pastor Holliday. And I'm right on point with you with that. Wow, what a good word. Wow.
Amen. Thank you. To God be glory.
Amen. All right. Okay, I'm checking my line, y'all. But a lot of times I hang up so fast and the people say that, you ain't give me a chance to say nothing or whatever. But I'm just checking my line. Hold on. All right. All right. Well, all minds and hearts are clear. We thank God for y'all and the Lord say the same. We'll talk to y'all again on Wednesday night. God bless y'all. Good night.
Here I am, after all I've been through. I'm alive.